Blog Talk Radio.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
Christ, who is the head of my life,
to my wife, Pastor Elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Simpson, to the ministry, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, and Laos, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. I bid you all good morning, good morning, good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. You see, we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from that bottomless pit. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. And as we look around, everything is jointly and fitly into place on this morning because of God's love, his grace, and his mercy towards us. Oh, yes, for it was God this morning that touched us with his finger of love and gave us new life, new help, new strength, a new day's journey to be in the land of the living one more time. Oh, glory to his name. And as we come before the throne of God boldly to give his name the thanks for all of his many blessings towards us on this morning, we do thank God for who he is in our life, our Father, our Lord, our Shepherd, our Teacher, our Leader. We thank him for all of his love for each and every one of us on this morning. So come with me and let us give God the praise, the honor, and the glory that we worship him, the Lord, our God. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning. Listen, God bless you also on this blessed morning. First of all, my Heavenly Father, I have to give you the honor who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple, First Lady Temple. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry this morning. Father God, as we come to the throne of this Thanksgiving, God, we just thank you just for another day's journey, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, because you breathed on us this morning, God. Gave us another day of life, another opportunity, God, to make up our minds, God, which roads are we going to travel this morning. in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, because you've been so merciful and good to us, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your love and kindness this morning, God. We thank you for your amazing grace, God. We thank you, Lord, how you watched over us all last night and up to this point, God. And this morning, God, when you began to touch, pull on us, God, oh, God, we was obedient and got up and arise, God, and giving you the glory. God, we thank you this morning, God. God, this morning, God, we pray, God, that you just create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, God, that we can obey your word, God, that we can say yes to your perfect will, God. Move our will out the way, God. Hello, God, this morning, God. We realize, God, the flesh is no good, God. Oh, but God, when you come in our life and arise, God, we can say yes to your will, God. We can obey your word, God. We can say yes, Lord, the honorable God, this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for, God, for renewing the right spirit within us, God. We thank you this morning, God, for stirring us, our spirit up in the iron and in the inside of our sanctified soul, God, this morning, God. We thank you, God, for ear to hear, God. We thank you, God, for that we can open our mouths like a trumpet, God, and let you take control this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, because we love you so much, God. When we realize, God, when sisters and friends have left us and walked us out on us, God, we can still stand, God. We can still stand and say, yes, Lord, to your will, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. We lift up every sinner man this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you'll deliver, save, and set the captive free, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is, God. Oh, God, in the motion, God. Oh, God, by your stripes we are healed, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. How we thank you this morning, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue to do the great work in us, God. Rise us up, God, that we can be strong towers of yours, God. Use us, God, the way you will have us to use, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Let us stay in our own lane, God. Whatever our purpose is, God. Oh, God, let us stay in that same lane that you have us in, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up the nursing home to you, God, this morning, God. As the workers begin to work, God, put up, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them treat the people's right, God. Let them have a God of heart that they can begin to do their work in a purpose, God, in a passion, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you shield. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, shield and protect them. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you go into the homeless, God. Oh, God, and oh, God, this morning, God. There, God, let them know, God, it's a time to arise. It's time to get up, begin to shake yourself. Let them know, God, that they don't have to stay in that same mind frame, God, because you are the mind regulator. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. And, God, and oh, shake, God, this morning, God. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hey, God, how you have kept us, God. We have not kept ourselves, God, but it was you, God. It was you, God, oh, God, giving that strong will not to give up or keep pressing, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to stretch us, God, like never before, God. We thank you, God, for beginning to shake us like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, hey, God, this morning, God, we pray, God, that you touch every internet, God, every God, every old shit, God, every eco channel, God, laptop, eco shot, God, this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let your people begin to hear your voice, God, let your people begin to say yes to your perfect will, let them know time is winding up, in the name of Jesus, God, it's a time to arise and stand like never before. It's time, oh God, it's time to let people shake off people that don't mean us no good. Hey, the God of all, shake, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up every echo, but Samuel, oh God, we lift up every man of God, every woman of God, Let them stay up on the wall, God. Let them continue to cry out in true, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, strengthen them in a mighty way, God. Shield and protect them. Hey, God, build a fence around them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to cry out like a trumpet, God, in the wilderness to go watch out, God. Oh, come out, whatever you're in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And let God do what he has to do, God. Begin to just yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to him in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for revelations, oh God, of the outside of God this morning, God. We thank you for new dreams, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh God. We thank you, God. Another level in every prayer, in every level, every evangelist, God, oh God. Pastors, preaching, see, oh, whatever, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Only you can do it, God. Only you can do it, God. We can't do nothing of ourselves, God. So we say this morning, God, move us out the way and let your perfect will be done, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let somebody be delivered today, God. Let somebody be healed, God. Set free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I lift up the prostitutes to you today. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. As we talk about the prostitutes, God, I lift them up to you, God. I pray, God, that you deliver and set the captive free, God. I pray, God, oh God, that you save and deliver. I pray, God, that those are the ones that you'll use my three acre, and these last and these days, God, that won't turn back, that will obey, God, and worship you, God. Worship you in truth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. I cry out for the whole world, God, because we all need you in these last and evil days, God. We're calling on your name, God. Oh, God, what a wonderful God. It'll be so blessed, God, oh God, that we all come together in unity and strength, God. Hey, God, and just to lay before you and worship you, God. Just to cry out like never before. Cry out like it was our last time being on this earth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, give us a heart, our spirit, God, to come together and equal. Shout out to God that we'll begin to pray, God, and see how people deliver, God, and we'll begin to pray, God, and see chains be breaking up for people, God. Hey, glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help us today, God. Help us, God. Only you can do it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask that you go. Hey, Lord, oh, my shout out to God. Everybody out of our shake, God. Oh, send us out in the four corners of the world, God. Hey, oh, God, oh, my shout out. Some of us have ministers that we can go into the crack house, or we go to most high out of my time, and tell the Iceland or in the crack house, it's time to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. I stand in the authority of Jesus Christ today. I was once where you were, but look at me now. Look what God have done. If he did it for me, he did it for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's time for somebody to go back into the alcoholic place and tell the alcoholic people, it's time to rise. It's a new day. You've been in this situation too long. You've been going around this mountain over and over and over again. It's time to come out in the name of Jesus. It's time for deliverance, God. It's time for God to begin to just check us like enough people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray today, God, every disobedient spirit, God, has got to go out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every rebellious spirit, I stand in the authority of Jesus Christ. Okay? Loose their people. Loose them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you today, God, because we see you breaking changes, God. We see you, God. We see you pulling down every stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we see the marvelous things that you're doing, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We lift up every child that heals today, God. We pray continually, God, that you continually shield and protect him, God, as they get in the position, God, to go back to school. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you send your angels before him, God. What will they do, oh God? In the name of Jesus, God, shield like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God, thank you today, God. Lift up every man, male that it is, God, today, from the youngest to the oldest, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you begin to mold them, shape them into what you would have them to be, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this morning, God, that you begin to be, make strong men in you, God. Strong tower men, God, that don't mind praying. Strong tower men, God, don't mind telling the truth, God. Strong mind was true, God, that began to walk their homes like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, to the honorable, God, yes, Lord, begin to open up windows and doors and declare that it's time to go. You shall not live here anymore. It's no valuable for you no more. I don't know about how, I serve Jesus Christ. I serve him today. And no one else I shall bow down to. Nobody but Jesus, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you. I thank you for the joy that is bubbling. No harmful shake, God. I thank you for the peace, God. When I lay down, I can rest in your peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, oh God, because we constantly thinking about you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, for the strong will of your heart, that that's will that they want to give up, a will they want to continue to push, a will they want to do the acts, oh God, the things that you will have us to do, God, the things, God, oh God, that you call us to do, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh God, oh God, we thank you this morning, God, that we can lay before you, God. Nobody don't have to tell us to lay before you and pray and worship you in spirit and in truth, God. We thank you this morning, God. So, God, this morning, oh God, we ask that you touch, God, whatever situation you're in, I tell you, you can come out. I don't know where you're going to come out. And when you begin to call on Jesus, no matter what you're in, it's time to come out. I cry out. I'm crying out. Oh, God. I cry out to the world. It's time to come out. God is coming soon. And oh, God, my son, oh, God, when he comes, there won't be no excuse. Come in. Come out. Whatever you're in, God, oh, I cry to you today, God. I cry to your people all over the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, out of God. If you're in shaking, come out. Oh, the most shut the door. If you're in lying, come out. Whatever you may be in, I cry out to you today. It is time, it's time, it's time. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, begin to strip yourself. Begin to take out the mask. Lord, lift your hands to the hills this morning and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. I don't know, my God. I'm filthy and I'm no good, God, but I've heard about you, Jesus, that you can make me the woman and the man that you desire for me to be, God. I don't have to continue to lay in this mess. I'm tired. I shall come out today, Hallelujah, God. Just if you did it for me, you could do it for others, God. I cry out to you today, God. Lick on my standard, Lord God. Come in. Come in, Lord. Like on my standard. And the Lord, I say, come in, Lord, like never before, God. Help your people everywhere, all over the world, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we crying out this morning, God. Crying out for souls, God. So many lost souls, God. So many souls are crying, Lord, the Son of God. It's time for us to get in touch with these souls, God. Whatever you have to do, God, send us out, God. Send us out, Lord, the Son of God, that we can minister to these hurting people, God. Their souls are hurting. They're crying, God. And yet and still we're sitting back like we can't see. Yet and still we're sitting back like we can't hear, God. It's time, God, oh, God, but we will reach out. We shall reach out like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we have to walk the street like soldiers, God, and begin to clear the words of the Lord. They call up our son, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we shall in the name but Jesus, Lord, oh God, we shall cry out, and we shall cry out. It's time, oh God, it's time. Oh God, let us work overtime and whatever it takes, God. Let us begin to cry out, God. Cry out that a soul that can hear, God. Cry out that soul will begin to be saved, God. In the name of Jesus, hey, oh God, oh shit, God. These things I ask thee, this morning, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, I pray this morning, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. Amen, amen. On everybody that is listening right now all over the world, those that is listening locally right here, and they're calling through on the phone line, and there's other thousands of you that is listening by way of internet. I want you to begin to embrace this moment right now. Embrace this moment of worship. Because it's not often that the Spirit of the Lord or the Holy Ghost will come in and he begin to breathe. Many people desire this place. They desire to feel God. They desire to have him to come in. But so many miss him. And so many don't even experience what you experience right now. Let's begin to embrace a place of worship. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we'll get to the place to where I can't embrace it because it's not coming from me, or it's not coming from a person that I like. It doesn't matter. All that is matter that the Spirit of the Lord is charged. And when the Spirit of the Lord is charged, I can begin to embrace and I can begin to give a release in the Holy Ghost. So I challenge each and every one of you this morning. Begin to go into a place of worship. Begin to embrace him right now. Because let the truth be told, if it have not been for him on our side, if it have not been for him care for us so much to place individuals in our life, if it have not been for him making a way out, even though things doesn't look or sit so well with us, every one of us could say we would know where we wouldn't be. One thing we would know and one thing we would understand, one thing I would know and one thing I do understand, I wouldn't even meet you. You wouldn't even meet me. You wouldn't even must be hearing a prayer over this line this morning. You wouldn't even must be in commune with each other, because our life will be going into a different path. Our walk will be into a different path. Let's embrace the worship. Let's embrace the things God. Let's not come with a entitlement spirit like this is supposed to happen. It doesn't supposed to happen. Because his spirit is very sensitive, and it's a blessing that he releases spirit upon us. It's a blessing that worship comes in. It's a blessing that his peace comes in. It's a blessing. It's not because you're a child of God or you're a child this, you're a child that. It's a blessing that we know that his presence is hovering around us. Let's be thankful, because I can feel the Holy Ghost right now and hovering a lot of you. But we don't want to miss it, because our own ideology or our own situations that we consider that we know the way. What is the way? What is the way? Do we really know the way? What is the way? What is the way? The way you begin to reach out to him, it's right there upon him. Some of you need peace right now, and the reason why you're not getting peace because you're not into him. Some of you need touch right now, and the reason why things keep constantly happening is because we're really not in him. You could pray to the God. You could pray to the God of Isaac, or God of Jacob, God of Abraham every day. You could talk to him every day. But when you don't understand the value, who you talking to, who you praying to, you will never see no effects. All you're doing is making a bunch of noise. You're making a bunch of sound that is not going nowhere, and it's just filling your ego up. We have a lot of egos that is filled up in the body of Christ. A lot of egos that God is trying to crush. And understand, it's not about that. When you see the true essence of what I could bring and what I could do for you and who I could place in your life, you'll count it all joy you must at times to where you don't want to count it all joy. You'll count it all joy when your body don't feel good. You'll count it all joy when things don't look good. You'll count it all joy even though you don't have a job now, but you're looking for a job. You'll count it all joy when things is not working out. You'll count it all joy because you don't tap in the true essence of who I am. You count it all joy. You don't make excuses. You count it all joy. You don't make excuses why I don't need to be in your, why I'm not in your presence, why I cannot, I'm not in a place of worship. You count it all joy. You count it all joy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Last night, Pastor Smith, not last night, I could say this morning, Mother Jackson, Pastor Smith, yes. I could say this morning, for some time now, I've just been in this place with the Lord. And last night, this morning, after we got out of the 4 a.m. prayer, I sat down. I just went into a place of meditation. And before I even went deep into the place of meditation, the Spirit of the Lord snatched me and took me into a vision. And I went into this place to where this individual was ministering. I went into this church. And this individual just ministering and ministering the word of God. This person said something so profound to where it burned my spirit. And I came out of and I came to myself and it stayed in my spirit. This person says, this individual says as he was ministering, he said, you'll find the true essence of a person. And the way you find the true essence of the person in the midst of a fight. He said the true essence of the person lies when they are in a fight. Now watch this. He didn't see, he says it's not the fight that's what we think and what religion taught us and how we try to run up against the big bad devil. The devil this, the devil that, and I bind you, Satan. I loose you. You will get your hands off of that. Oh, no, that's not the true essence. The true essence is when your body is not feeling well. Can you still come to the place of house of God and worship him? The true question is, can you count it all joy when you done been lied on, when you done been talked about, when you done been persecuted? Can you find the true essence of God? Is it going to define you or can you define it? Is it defined? So many of us getting defined every day. And we're not realizing that we the one. The joke is on us, not on the devil. The joke is on us, not on our neighbor. The joke is on us, it's not on our friends. The enemy tests each and every one of us almost every day. Many people get tested definitely on the Sunday service because of their worship. It seems like we could find an excuse for everything else, but that's that same God we pray to. God, make it a way if I could just get around with people and just worship with them. But when he made out of the way, but here come the excuse. The enemy just tested you and to show you you're not where you think you are. You don't value what God done put in your life. How many of us value what God put in the life? I've been sharing this over and over again. One thing that Chick-fil-A does, Chick-fil-A doesn't have no business on Sunday. I don't care how much money they make throughout the week. They don't have any business on Sunday. They'll tell somebody, quit, have signs up, go to church. Because they value who's been a blessing to them. They value them so much to where sacrifice is very easy. Sacrifice is not hard because they value God. And trust me, they can open up and make thousands of dollars, not even a thousand locations all over the world, millions of dollars. They can open up and make millions of dollars. But they choose not to because the money doesn't mean anything if God is not the center of their attention. Yes, they could say, you know what? Yes, they could say, the owners could say, you know, we can open up. And guess what? We have our own relationship with the Lord. We don't need to go to a place of worship. We don't need to go and do this here. We don't need to go do that there. They didn't say it. You know why? Because that's the mind of Satan. That's the mind of Lucifer. Lucifer is this individual who say, you know what? I could do this by myself. I could do this. I don't need to go there. I don't need to go there. Why God speaks about synagogues and temples in the Bible? Why God speaks about a place of worship, a place of prayer. Why God speaks of these things in the Bible. Why God speaks of different leaders in the Bible. We got to get out of that place and step into the place to where God, we value the things of the living God. I challenge each and every one of you, begin to strip your own ego down. It seems like we can engage into the stuff of religion, and I bind my sister and brothers. I bind that devil off of them. I bind that, but what about that devil in you?
Amen.
What about that same devil that you allow to give your body ache and you cannot join into a prayer or you cannot come to worship?
Amen.
What about that same devil that hit your finances or allow your finances to come this place and it calls you to pull back? The same people that was there to be a blessing for you, the same people now you are rejecting. What about that same devil that making you want to throw in a towel? That's why the Bible says, for we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory.
Amen.
That's why I cannot point my finger at you. I can't point my finger at you or you or you. Because there's some areas in my life that God could show me that I need to do better, that
Amen.
I need to come up.
Yeah.
Where is yours? Where is your truth essence at? Who do you cherish? Who do you value? Who do you embrace? Some of us, the reason why we keep going through what we're going through is not because we have a prayer and all that. Some of us praying out of religion, but we're not praying into the kingdom.
Amen.
We got a religious prayer. We got this here. We're always trying to bind something or bind something. And the enemy's sitting back and saying, he's binding you. How do we know he's binding us? Because our life is not moving. Our life is not moving. Then he calls us to identify and try to identify why it's not moving. We always use this one right here. We're in a trial. We always use this one right here. It's the devil. And the saints are so good at using this one here, especially when they ain't going through. You're in judgment. They definitely love using that one. Maybe God got you in a place trying to show you you and show you what is hindering you from coming to the next level. And it ain't no devil. It ain't this. It ain't that. Maybe it's things inside of you that God is trying to redo within you. But we keep holding on to that same old flavor because that same old flavor I am familiar with. I'm not familiar with a new flavor, but I'm familiar with this flavor. So I keep holding on to the same old flavor, to this same old thing. And this same old is keeping me in the same place. I just have a different look. I'm in a different house. I'm in a different town. I'm in a different area, but I'm still getting the same old results.
Amen.
Saints of God, your ministry, people, leaders that God placed in your life, he must God himself. He didn't put them in your life to waste your time. He didn't put folks in your life or brought forth the fivefold ministry just to bore you to death. He put that answer in front of you to bring you out. But the reason why we are not being brought out, because the value or the love or what we can see inside the individual done been shot. It been shot because we feel, because our ability done got us through these trials. It wasn't God. Because when we begin to go through with God, we begin to come closer to him. Daniel had a relationship with God before he was thrown in a lion's den. But you got to believe when he came out of lion's den, his relationship, he must grow even greater. Because what should have took him out did not take him out. Is our relationship growing with God greater when we're going through things, or it still continue to go weaker? Why we got to be told to this and told to be and that and that and this? Is it because our relationship is really growing weaker? Because it's our ability that is what we trusting on to bring us through different things, to bring us through. We feel as though it's our prayer is bringing us through. It's our prayer is breaking yokes. It's our prayer. And our prayer is helping deliver people and breaking things off of people. It's our prayer that got us through the different things. You got a Lucifer spirit if he feels those you. Because there's nothing cannot be done in this earth, regardless how hard you pray, regardless of how hard you worship, if it's not by the will of God.
Oh,
everything, even God himself, take the Jesus himself, take the pray the will of the Father. And if it's not for the will of the Father, it will not happen. Everything that is out of the will of the Father is considered witchcraft. It's considered not of God. It has to be in the will of the Father. So either way it goes, you can hoop, you can holler all you want. If it's not in the will of the Father, it's not going to happen. If it's in the will of the Father, it's going to happen. So therefore, it says, therefore, every believer that is on this phone this morning, every believer that is listening this morning, God is going to perform to everything according to his will. You don't need another prayer partner and No, you need to transition into the will of the Father for your life. And when you transition into the will of the Father for your life, you'll know everything is going to happen. We got to get out of this place for where we just operating in a religion. We got to get into the place to where we are into God, embracing the value of God, understanding the will of God, understanding the will of God for our life. Because when we understand the will of God for our life, I don't need you to pray for me to talk about. I don't need you to pray money in my life. That is God's will for me to have financial wealth in the form of money. I don't need you to pray for healing in my body. That is God's will for me to walk into perfect health and walk into a divine health within God. That is God's will. We need to get together and pray for somebody else that is not in the will of God. Because me as a child and me as a son, me as a daughter, me as a man of God, the will of God for my life is for me to be blessed. The will of God for my life, my God almighty, that's the will for God in my life. But because we don't know the will of God, that's why we allow everything to pull us away. Pull us away from our appointment at our local service of worship. We can make every excuse. But when God, when we want God to bless us, we don't want him to put up no excuse. We don't want God to say, God, we don't want God to tell us, say, well, I can't bless you today because I got a headache. I can't bless you today because my toe ache. I can't bless you today because they just released me from the hospital because I've been up there in the hospital praying all night. I can't bless you today because I just come from a crusade and we just healed thousands and thousands of people. And I just blessed so many thousands of people and I'm waiting on the angels to come back and fulfill my storehouse. I can't be there for you today. What if God give us the same excuses that we give him?
Amen.
That we give him for not being in a place of worship, for not being in a place to where God set an individual in front of you that has value and that want to give you information and give you strategy for you could come out of the place where you are. What if he answered the prayers the way we answer him and the way we do him? Why are you saying him, Pastor? Why can't it be nothing else? Because the Bible have a set order. And the set order is the biblical term of the kingdom. And I cannot go outside of that. If he don't give you apostles, prophets, preachers, teachers, he don't give you a set order that put in your life to pull you into the place where you need to be. But the thing about it, you just not value and you don't see the value. Saints, if we could really tap into and embrace the things of God, we'll begin to embrace our neighbors. We'll begin to embrace everybody. If you really could see the value that God has of you, and if you can really see the plan, when you see an individual go to work and they just get up all grumpy, don't want to go to work, they don't want to do this, I just don't want to be here, I don't like this job, it's because they don't even know the God's plan for their life. That's why they're grumpy. Because when they know God's plans for their life, they'll understand where they're at right now. It's just training me. It's just making me. It's just getting me ready for what God is going to take me. I'm not going to be here all my life. I'm not going to be here all my days, but God giving me training. God is perfecting areas inside of me that needs to be perfected. So therefore, I don't have to go to work holding my head down. I go to work lifting my head up because God allowing individuals individuals around me to bring character into me. They allow individuals around me to check me. We don't have to go around with this religious stuff. I'm just so sick of her. She the devil. She this, she that, she that. Well, God might need the devil to come and sharpen the other devil, because the Bible said iron sharpens iron, so the two devils are getting together to try to help transform each other.
Oh, Jesus.
We have to really take a step back and really to define this thing. Do I really embrace God like I say I do? Like I portray I do? We said this in the 4 o'clock prayer and the 4 o'clock this morning. Because you believe, that doesn't make you value him. Because you believe in somebody, I could believe First Lady is my wife, that doesn't mean that I value her. She could believe that I am her husband, that doesn't mean she value me. Because when we value each other, we embrace each other. We embrace each other. I don't put her down. She don't put me down. We embrace each other. Regardless if we have a disagreement, we still value each other's opinion, value each other around us, because we see the value that is in each other. I said it this prayer this morning at 4 a.m. I said again, as individuals that come around that wasn't with us at 4 a.m., I pray that the Lord will drop the scales off of your eyes and have you begin to search yourself. And I pray that you begin to see the true value that is within inside of you. Because you need to tap into the true you and who you are and the plan and the purpose that God has for your life. If not, you're just going to continue wandering and weaving around in the spirit without no vision and without no goal. Because the individual without a vision, without a goal, will constantly be attacked. What is the vision for your life? What is the purpose for your life? Yes, we walk around and we have this prophetic gift. I see this. I see you in the future. You're going to be here. I see you in the future. You're going to be here. I see what God's doing for you. You're going to be here. Woman of God, man of God, you're going to be so blessed. God's going to bless you. But what about you? What about
Amen.
What do you see for your life? Where do you see where you're going? Where God taking you? What about
Amen.
You? This is why the gossip spirit, the spirit of slander, is moving in the body of Christ so heavily. Because the individuals that is gossiping and using slander, they have not tapped into the vision and the purpose of God that have inside of them. They're trying to tap into everybody else. Because once you tap into your vision and you tap into the plan of God that he has for your life, I don't have time to talk about nobody else. I don't have time to see nobody else, because I don't tap into the plan and the vision that God has for me in my life. And I'm constantly getting information. I'm constantly studying. I'm constantly praying. I'm constantly fasting. I'm constantly worshiping, because God got a vision. I got a vision. God has a plan for me, and I'm chasing after it.
Yes.
I'm chasing after it, because that's my plan. This is why we have different spirits running raging. Understand this. Order for a spirit could be successful and needs an individual to be successful with. A spirit is not going to be successful alone. He needs bodies. He needs to use individuals. Just as the spirit of the Lord, and I always shared this once before, the spirit of kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is structured, is set up. And the only thing that these spirits is going to operate with is what they know. They know how the kingdom of heaven is set up. And Satan don't orchestrate his plan, these spirits, the same exact way. The way God need a vessel, that Satan need a vessel. The way God need a mouthpiece to speak the gospel, Satan need a mouthpiece to speak gossip. The way God need a mouthpiece to help bless his people and begin to pour out instruction that going to empower influence, Satan need a mouthpiece going to help pour out instruction that going to empower influence. Don't you be the mouthpiece. Don't you be the vessel. Don't you be the one transporting spirits to spirits from one place to another place. Because you cannot see your dreams. You cannot see your vision. You cannot see your potential. You're in a place of lock. You don't understand the value that God placed around you. You don't understand the value that who God is. So you practice religions. You don't practice kingdom. You don't practice being free. You practice being in bondage. So we got to come out of that. And when we come out of that, we can begin to see the freedom, and we can begin to see the blessings of the Lord. I don't have to ask for grace. Grace is already upon me because the Bible says this is the dispensation we're living in grace. So why should I have to ask for stuff that is already released into me? And the reason why a lot of us is still praying the same prayers, we asking the same stuff, because we have not tapped into God. We've still tapped into information that was given by somebody else. Because the moment you tap into God, there's a lot of things I don't have to ask for. I'm too busy praying for everybody else and praying for different peoples in the world. I got a question, and as I say this question, I'm going to be going because I have a little something to say. I got a question. If God bless you right now, if God bless all of you right now, answer your prayers, answer different things that you ask him for. If God pour out his blessing unto you right now, he give you. The angels of the Lord say, here come your blessings. Drive up in a UPS truck, drive up for Harris, drive up somebody and bring in your blessing. Tell me this. What will change? Will you have everything you want? Or would the world change according to the blessings you ask God? Are you going to be the only one to change, or the only one to be blessed? Or is it the world going to change and the world going to be blessed according to what you ask God to bless you with? God bless each and every one of you. Better you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Talking about hope. Amen.
Yes.
In your lives. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It costs something. It costs something.
Yes.
And when that cost comes, we put a value on it. But what are you putting your cost into? What are you putting your value on? Is it serving God? We thank God for those words coming from our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer.
Amen.
Grasp the word of God. Grasp the concept of God. That you will understand that God can bless you when you realize his word for your life is true.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I tell you what. Amen. Come on back in the morning at 4 a.m. where we will continue to come before the Lord in boldness, pouring ourselves out to him.
Amen.
Praise God for that value in our life. Amen.
Man,
and then come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Amen. Where we will bring another word where God can use you. You have a God-blessed day in the Lord. Amen. And tell somebody, amen, that God loves them. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And so do you.
Amen.
Praise God. And remember, always, always put on your armor before the Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
I'm a soldier.